Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. It's a really good thing I don't live in New York State, I guess. Or California, for that matter, because they'd probably come for me for the same thing. Some of you may have seen this because this sort of made the mainstream, but apparently there's this Navy veteran and decorated retired police officer who went to the doctor the other day, he actually went to the emergency room complaining about insomnia, and the New York Safe Act kicked in, and now he has lost his pistol permit and has lost his 4 handguns, which he has gathered over the course of time. His name is Donald Montgomery, and he's filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court for the Western District of New York in Rochester. I don't know how good that's going to be. He alleges that his constitutional rights were violated by the New York Safe Act. Duh. Everybody's constitutional rights are infringed on by the Safe Act. His problems began on May 6th of this year when he sought treatment from his primary care physician for insomnia, which he said he had been experiencing following a move from another state. Montgomery and his wife have moved from several hundred miles away in order to be closer to their adult child and grandchild. Grandparents do that, yeah. The move involved the purchase of a new home and the sale of an old one. I still live where I live because of the stress of buying a house or selling a house. Because there's a lot of it associated with it. Montgomery's complaint states several days after his initial doctor visit, Montgomery went to the emergency room at Eastern Long Island Hospital, still complaining of insomnia. Staff there diagnosed Montgomery with depression, insomnia. And he was prescribed medication and told to report back to his primary care physician if symptoms worsened over the next several days. He went back to the hospital on May 23rd with the same complaint, and he stayed at the facility for 48 hours. Though he voluntarily sought treatment, he alleges in the suit that the staff at the facility erroneously listed him as an involuntary admission. And that appears to be the designation that put the Safe Act's wheels into motion. Because they created a new section under New York's mental health or mental hygiene law, which requires mental health professionals to report individuals who are deemed threats to others or to themselves to mental health directors, who in turn report serious threats to the Department of Criminal Justice Services. The problem is this. Now, according to Mr. Montgomery and his lawyer, none of the records or diagnoses from his hospital visits support that criteria. Nurses' notes for Montgomery's stay show no documentation of mental health issues. They wrote, patient has no thoughts of hurting himself. Patient has no thoughts of hurting others. Patient is not having suicidal thoughts. Patient is not having homicidal thoughts. Psychological assessment labeled him mildly depressed, but otherwise determined that there's no evidence of any psychotic processes, mania, or OCD symptoms. Insight, judgment, and impulse control are good. The hospital psychiatrist told Mr. Montgomery that you don't belong here and I don't know why you were referred here. Oh, golly. Mr. Montgomery's records were somehow referred to the Mental Hygiene Legal Service, which is an agency which represents and litigates on behalf of individuals receiving services for mental disability. 4 days after he left the hospital, the New York State Police sent a letter to the Suffolk County Clerk's Office stating that Mr. Montgomery had been adjudicated as a mental defective or had been involuntarily committed to a mental institution. What if you're involuntarily committed, but it's a mistake? That's a question I have. What if you are not a mental defective? What if somebody thinks, you know, if you're out... Let me give you a wild hypothesis, okay? Let's say that you say that there are flying saucers all over your backyard. They're just flying around all over your backyard. And you get locked up for that. You get put into the... What happens if later on the flying saucers appear and everybody sees them? How do you determine what is mentally defective? I'm sure that's a way to do it, but I... But the mental hygiene people said that he was prohibited from possessing any firearms. And the next day, Mr. Montgomery received a call from an officer at the Suffolk County Sheriff's Department informing him that his guns would have to be confiscated. Montgomery said that on May 30th, the county sheriff's department showed up at his house and confiscated his pistol license and 4 handguns, a Colt 38 revolver, a Derringer 38, a Glock 26 9mm, and a Smith & Wesson Bodyguard 380. Montgomery was in the police department for 30 years. He reached the rank of detective sergeant and had won a bravery medal, and he obtained the 4 guns through various means over the years. One was issued to Montgomery by his police department. He won another at a police academy for being the top recruit. He bought another in 1975. He purchased the last one 2 years ago. I don't know which one the Glock 26 would have been. In early June, the sheriff's department notified Montgomery that his pistol license had been suspended. Now, as a former law enforcement officer, shouldn't he have that carve out to where he doesn't have to have a pistol permit? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I know in D.C. they're having to sue. But by September, he was notified that his pistol license had been suspended, then terminated, making it officially illegal for him to own a firearm. Now, Mr. Montgomery's suit alleges, and I agree with it, that his 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment protections were violated, and the hospital violated his privacy rights by sharing his medical information with state police. Obamacare. Anybody. He wants a judge to strike down the New York mental hygiene law, and he wants the state to issue written notification to all individuals whose health information has been collected under the state law. That would be everybody since the SAFE Act has been enacted, I'm sure. Here's the problem. This can happen to anybody. This can happen to anybody in New York State or California for that matter. And I'm sure we'll see something like this coming out of Washington State. And this is where somebody who just in the normal process of life develops a temporary glitch like insomnia. Sometimes I go to bed and I can't sleep. And it's not because I have insomnia. It's because it feels insomnia-like. Of course, I don't know that I've ever been diagnosed with it. But I just can't sleep. But that doesn't make me mentally defective. That didn't make Mr. Montgomery mentally defective. He just come through I don't know how old he is. He's old enough to be retired. He's old enough to have had a 30-year career in the law enforcement and to have grandchildren. So he's probably around my age, maybe a little older. And when you have something that knocks you out of your routine, like moving from one state to another, selling a house, buying a house, being in a new place where you don't know anybody, having to go through what he had to go... I don't know what state he came from. But if he came from any other state than, say, Boston or California or any of these others, Massachusetts, then he probably would have had to have jumped through some hoops just to keep the guns he already owned. Oh, well. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12th, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.34, $630.67 for a half ounce, or $315.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.34, $630.67, and $315.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm glad all these breaks are over. I hate having a break in the middle of the week. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Coming out of New York, I've had a few comments about this New Yorker article that I talked about the other day, and this is the one written by Mr. Gopnik. And, you know, so let's revisit it. This is an article regarding the lawsuit that some of the families of Newtown have brought against Bushmaster. He seems to, first of all, lawsuits are set up in a number of ways, and primarily they have a basic template by which, you know, they label the complaints and number them and everything else. And, you know, he is completely submersed in the liberal bullying. And he loves to put these connotations to it. Like, he writes, the filed complaint, the numbered paragraphs given an oddly religious feeling, like those nailed to a church door. Lawsuits have no religious symbolism. But this is a holy war, you see. This is what I think he's projecting. This is his own liberal jihad against guns. Because he writes, and we get a good idea of how he feels about guns, but the absurdity of what he writes, for anybody that knows anything about a gun, any gun, for that matter. Because most gun manufacturers do not sit down and say, let's see what kind of junk we can shovel out there to the unsuspecting populace that they'll buy. We don't care if it works, because they wouldn't be in business very long. I mean, Remington came out with a pistol called the R-51, which was their answer, I think, to the Ruger LCP, the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield 9, excuse me. And it was a piece of junk, and they have pulled it back out, and now they're getting ready to re-release it because they stuck it out there a little too early. When you're a gun company, if you stick out there a piece of junk, you pull it back because your reputation is riding on that. It's your name is stamped on the side of it. But he writes, the complaint is worth reading in full, however painful that might be, because it offers, in neatly logical fashion, an indisputable argument. The gun manufacturer is guilty of having sold a weapon whose only purpose was killing a lot of people in a very short time. All guns have one common characteristic. When the trigger is pulled, no matter how that round got in front of it, whether it's on a revolver that rotates or whether it's being fed from the bottom or the side or the top via a magazine or even belt-fed, when that round is presented stuck in the breech and that hammer falls or the striker falls, igniting the primer, the round is going to hit a barrel, it's going to start to twist as it engages the rifling, and it's going to exit the barrel at a high rate of speed. And all guns share this characteristic. That's what makes them guns. And they all can be categorized this way. He knows this. I know this. You know this. But here's something else I know. The Newtown lawsuit is going to go nowhere, because the federal law protects firearms manufacturers and sellers against claims based on properly functioning firearms. And this complaint is either one of two things. It's either a publicity stunt, or they're going to try to get some liberal judge to get this in front of to where he can try to call a law unconstitutional. Except this is a lawsuit. I don't think he can actually call it unconstitutional, but, you know, we'll see. Now, he knows this too. Mr. Gopnik knows it. He says the lawsuit is discouraging because the death by gun lobby has successfully advocated by legislative prophylactics that prevent gun makers, almost uniquely among American manufacturers, from ever being held responsible for the deaths that their products cause. What he's saying here is he's conflating data which doesn't exist for the Bushmaster, for example. I mean, yes, you know, since Columbine, I'll give you an example. Since Columbine, in mass shootings of the type that Columbine, Newtown, the D.C. Naval Yard, do you know how many people have died in shootings like that since that happened, since Columbine? It's a pretty low number. Considering it's an epidemic, 90. And that's 90 too many. But that's 90 that were inside a gun-free zone, except for Tucson. Now, what he's saying is that, and he knows this, I think, or maybe he's either so ignorant he doesn't know what he's talking about, or he knows what he's talking about, because all guns will have this happen. Now, if a gun malfunctions, if you pull the trigger and the gun explodes, that's a defect. And it's going to, you can sue them over that, and you'll win. You will win if they're found to have done something wrong. But if the gun functions, that's not malfeasance. That's the way the weapon was designed. So they're suing them for the weapon being designed the way it was designed, because it's a death dealing machine. Now, he knows this lawsuit's going to fail because of the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act 15 U.S.C. 7901. It would have no merit under standard tort law in any event, but liberals have threatened to drive gun companies out of business with endless frivolous lawsuits, and that law is designed to prevent that. That, you know, they've already, thankfully, they took that step. But he has to get a little dig in about gun control. A majority of Americans agree that there should be limits and controls on the manufacture and sale of ownerships of weapons intended only to kill in mass, while a small minority feels with a fanatic passion that there shouldn't. A weapon designed to kill in mass is normally launched via aircraft, or maybe a tank, or maybe a hand grenade. Those are things designed to kill in mass. One gets a bunch. Think of that. In mass killing is going to be caused by a weapon that one gets a bunch. But, you know, don't give too much. Okay, so he writes for the New Yorker. Big deal. Did any of... I only read it because it made the news. All of his factual assertions that he makes, they are not inarguable. They're argued all the time. So, let it lie. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This is purely my opinion, okay? But the only thing worse than a politician that you know is lying is a politician that you know is lying that comes out after they lose the election and says that they were lying. And that's what has happened in Texas. Wendy Davis, the liberal blue state, let's convert Texas to wannabe, that got swamped by the former Attorney General, now Governor Greg Abbott. She, at some point during the election, decided she might get some votes by saying that she was an advocate for open carry. Every one of us that know anything about liberals and running for office know that you pander to your base. And in Texas, there is a lot of people that want to be able to open carry their weapon. Now, in a recent interview, Wendy Davis said that her stance on the issue of open carry gun laws was a political one and not in line with the core beliefs. So, in other words, she was lying to you. She said, she told the San Antonio Express News in her first interview since losing badly to Greg Abbott last month, there's one thing that I would do differently in that campaign, and it relates to the position that I took on open carry. I made a quick decision on that with a very short conversation with my team, and it wasn't really in keeping with what I think is the correct position on the issue. Now, when she announced this back in February of last year, I can say that now because it's this year, it was seen as a shocker And she was doing that to try to pull some votes from Abbott by trying to appeal to constituents, which is that's what politicians are supposed to do. They're supposed to listen to constituents. The Democrats were very surprised by this, because for Democrats, that's really out of whack. That's really pushing the edge of the envelope. Republicans weren't convinced by it, by her support for the policy, claiming that she was trying to endear herself to voters in the conservative state. Of course she was. How do you think Obama won the first time? You know, lots of conservative people voted for Obama the first time. They voted for Obama because Obama was talking about change and hope and all this other stuff, and John McCain was talking about Obama. He never laid out a vision. So a lot of conservatives looked at that, and they took this as a, you know, well, I don't agree with everything, but maybe it would be good for the country. A little change would be good for the country. Oh, my. How'd that work out for you? Her announcement back then came weeks after her campaign suffered the first of what would turn out to be many major blows when it was reported that she had fibbed about her background. And her new admission on this open carry stance appears to support those critiques that were made of her early on last year. She says, of course, with the prerequisite buts, though I certainly support people's right to own and to bear arms in appropriate situations, I fear with open carry, having watched this issue unfold during the campaign, that it will be used to intimidate and cause fear. What I do know is that as an elected public servant, I've always been true to my core beliefs, always, and I'm so proud of that. And this was the only time I felt like I'd strayed a bit from it. Well, your core beliefs have primarily to do with lying to people, don't they? So this is not something new. You don't feel bad about it. You feel bad it didn't work. And she... Okay, I want to ask a question. And I really... If anybody's got the answer to this, that's fine. In my state, I don't have open carry, so I carry concealed, and I've always carried concealed. Except in training when sometimes I open carry in training. Well, let's be honest. Every time I've trained lately, I've been open carry. But what is the argument as far as besides the you can see the gun part of it? How does not carrying openly make society safer? The lethality is still there. Having an untucked shirt covering a gun means that as you reach for the gun, you sweep up, and then you come down, and then you are lethal. And all of these people all the time getting out there saying it's in fear and intimidation. I don't know. In Florida, there's a million and a half, a million and three quarters of a million, something like that. Concealed carry permits right now. That means that there's people, that many people in Florida carrying a concealed weapon. Should that be equally as fearful? I don't really, whether I carry open or, I don't even know if I would carry in the open if it was legal. I'm just so used to carrying concealed. It would be nice if I didn't have to worry about printing, and it'd be nice if I didn't have to worry about flashing. Because inevitably that happens. Whenever I get out of my car, even if I wear an untucked shirt and a jacket, I know that with that seatbelt, everything's going to pull up a little bit when I get out. I've got to adjust that. And there's a chance you're going to flash it when you do that, when you're going to flash the weapon. I'd like for that to go away. But as far as carrying, with it hanging from my neck, it's not really something I'm concerned with. But I want to I'm still trying to understand what this fear is of open carry. Police do it. Nobody bats an eyelash at that. Would it help if if instead of just wearing a belt with a holster and magazine carriers, if I also had a radio and maybe an asp and my lucky astrology mood watch stuck to it. You know, if I have like the Batman utility belt on, does that give me an air of competence? Now, as far as Texas is concerned, their new governor, Greg Abbott, has said he plans to enact open carry when he takes office this month. And if I'm not mistaken, today should be swearing in day. So we'll see how that goes. Texas is one of only five states, mine included. Plus Washington, D.C., which does not allow open carry of handguns. Davis's gubernatorial campaign winner, Texas Monthly's Bum Steer Award, which is given annually to the lamest politician or policy in the state. To get out there and knowingly lie to the people of Texas, and then get out there and admit to them, well, you know, I was lying to you, which is essentially what she's doing. She's saying that I strayed from my... She was lying. Getting out there and admitting that, why would you ever listen to her about anything? If you go up to her and say, Wendy Davis, what color is the sky? It's blue. Look up anyway. Because you can't take her word for anything that she says, because she has no conviction. She's a win by all means necessary kind of gal. Is that sexist? One thing that I'm definitely going to, in this coming year, I'm going to get as politically incorrect as I can get and still stand myself. Even if it extends into the extreme. And I'm going to enjoy myself while I do it. I think you should too. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him, well, at first. But then I started hearing government and media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert, you should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I have to revisit one other thing today that I talked about last week. And this was, what is this coming out of? This was coming from, it was an op-ed coming out of the L.A. Times by UCLA geography professor Jared Diamond, because he compares the United States today to Chile, if that gives you any. Now, the coup that happened in Chile in the 70s, that was a right-wing coup, but it was an answer to the left-wing coup that was coming. That's why that coup happened. Now, and that right-wing coup installed Augusto Pinochet, which was, and that dude was a, that dude was an evil, evil guy. But the guy that wanted to Allende, they had their own left-wing coup in the works. Allende's attempt to undermine, Mr. Diamond writes, Allende's attempt to undermine the existing Chilean government and economy is what our modern American socialists might call a fundamental transformation. Allende would have turned Chile into Cuba. He was, after all, closely aligned with Fidel Castro, and his own coup would have likely been just as bloody and torture-filled, if not more so, than Pinochet's dictatorship. He takes artistic license with history, and that's my problem. He thinks that nobody will go behind him and check his work. He makes it very clear that in his worldview that the greatest threat to the United States today isn't unfettered criminal immigration, unsustainable government spending, a lawless executive branch, economy-killing taxation, collapse of morality, collapse of law. No, it's me and you. We're the problem. It's not the house of cards that the United States is today. And that's, you know, he goes to Austria, which is interesting. It's interesting that he goes to Austria, because of Engelbart Dollfuss. And he used the militia to crush his political opponents. Now, that means he was able to get a militia behind him. Okay, that takes a talent. That takes a degree of charisma. That takes a degree of a lot of persuasion. And I can't find any one group of Americans that would get any behind any one person because of all of this cynicism that's out there. And I share it. I share the cynicism. Things go bad, I'll be fighting on my side. Which will probably be your side, too. He writes, could what happened in Austria possibly happen here? Already plenty of Americans are asserting the right to carry guns in previously unlikely places, such as schools and government offices. That's because crime can happen anywhere. A government office, or a school for that matter. When you get indoors with somebody who intends to do harm, you're in a kill box. That's what you're in. And being able to fight back in the kill box is always a very nice luxury to have. Already they're forming private militias for purposes such as patrolling the Mexican border and protecting a claimed right to graze cattle on federal lands. Again, when private citizen militias already carry guns for those purposes, it's just a matter of expanding the scope of an established principle to use guns for other purposes. This is him once again rewriting history on the fly. In American schools, you used to see guns in the schools. Then you see them in the cars. When I was in high school, I saw guns in cars. Hanging in the gun rack. Back in the day, there used to be basement, indoor, rimfire, rifle ranges. Or on-campus gun ranges. They used to train out back. When my senior year in high school, the JROTC guys would train with 22 long rifles with a berm. I mean, a big berm. They would always be shooting in the prone, and the berm would be so high there was no way they could possibly raise up and got the trajectory high enough to go over the berm. So close to it that they'd have to shoot straight up, and they would train with live ammo. At a school, Westside High, Anderson, South Carolina, just to give it a name. Likewise, firearms in the past have been present in government buildings and banks and other establishments where bans on the carries. This bans on carry in certain locations is a relatively new thing in the history of the United States. And that was because of bigotry and racism. You understand? That's why that was put into place. Because of that. Now it's expanded. It's expanded from racism to societal standing. If you're not one of the elite, you understand? What's happening across the country in most of the states is American legislatures are simply reestablishing rights once held to be second nature and common sense. Something that we were born with. We just knew we had it. And Mr. Diamond seems absolutely terrified that we won't compromise. Which is not a complaint he had from 2006 to 2010 with our federal legislature. That nobody was worried about compromise then. When they controlled the House and the Senate and the White House. This agenda, which is very widespread, it covers everything, has been rejected. It's been rejected. But the linchpin behind all that, folks, is not the conservative ideal or anything. It's just simply the idea that American citizens own guns. As long as that is there, there's always a chance. There's always a chance. There's a chance for survival in the long run if things get as bad as they can get. And there's a chance that as long as that vestige of freedom, as long as we cling to that, not bitterly, but righteously, we can continually create lame ducks left and right. Diamond is demanding compromise to avoid gridlock. That's what we voted them to be. That's what we want. We want gridlock. We want them to stop Obama on everything. There's no compromising with him. We don't need to compromise with him. The guys in the Senate, the new Senate, they need to come up. They need to legislate. They need to send bills to Obama. Let him veto them. Let him veto the Keystone Pipeline. Let him veto federal reciprocity. Now, Mr. Diamond's problem is because of this lack of compromising nature on both sides now, that the ones of us that have guns will force the issue. That's what it boils down to. He points out that today, his belief is that the issues that are between us are not worth dying for. And he compares now to when Hitler was trying to bomb Britain out of existence, when the Britons decided, oh, well, those issues were worth dying for. He says that's worth dying for. This is him. This is fear on display. This is the sphincter tightening moment for Mr. Diamond. This is one of those times when he actually sat down and wrote what he was saying. And if you can read between the lines, you can figure out this dude is scared, as are many of them. The only chance they have now would be for some sort of a Marxist revolution. Except there's not enough of them to do it. And if there was enough of them to do it, then they'd all have to all be armed, and they'd have to all be of a mindset to come out and deal with us. Who already have the mindset. And it's not equal, by the way. America is overwhelmingly conservative. Overwhelmingly Christian. And there's more adults that own guns than there are adults that don't. So this is him just trying to write something down and lie to himself so maybe he can believe it. Let us flip into hour number two, shall we? We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.